It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Glad to have you aboard this week. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, now it's four, the final four. Did anyone have this grouping in their bracket for the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Did your bracket bust a long time ago, like mine did? So you have Auburn and Virginia, and then Texas Tech and Michigan State. So the Big Ten got a team in there. Of course, so did the SEC, the Big 12, and also the ACC. Purdue with a valiant effort in their loss to Virginia in the Elite Eight. Did you watch that? Oh, so close. The kid from Carmel, Klein, missed that one free throw that would have sealed the deal. And then just a crazy play that ends up in Virginia's favor and sends the game to overtime. But what an effort the entire tournament from Carson Edwards. 42 points in that game against Virginia that followed up. Remember, he had 42 against Villanova a round before. So Carson Edwards really set the tone for the Purdue Boilermakers, scoring 42 points in a tough, tough loss to Virginia. And afterwards, Carson talked with Rob Blackman from the Big Ten Network and was extremely gracious and professional in his defeat.
Just a tough one. Just a tough one. You know, it was a good team. We played a really good team, and kind of expect that in March Madness. You expect it to be a back and forth game and kind of end tight, but for the most part, just I'm proud of my guys and everything they put into this game and how much they gave in this game. So,
and what a battle it was, back and forth, especially in the second half. I know losing stinks, but you have to be proud of the way your team fought.
Yeah, that's mainly what I think about. It's tough. I obviously don't want to lose, but for the most part, I'm happy for every one of those guys in there and how much they fought and everything they put into this and sacrificed so much, so proud of them.
How happy are you for your senior class of Ryan Klein and Grady Eifert, and what did they mean to this program ultimately?
Mean a lot. I'm happy for them just for the experience they got, and also just I appreciate them so much for also just, I mean, helping me and helping the rest of us young guys get the experience something like this, because without them we wouldn't be here. So I appreciate them for getting us here and everything they put into this team and just showing it, setting a good example for all of us.
Coach Painter, a hard, hard-fought game today. Unfortunately, your team comes out on the wrong end of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
I tell you, as a Purdue fan, I have to think Purdue fans for the rest of their lives may forever be haunted by that Dia Kente shot at the end of regulation to force overtime.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, as a coach, you know, you go and you make decisions. And, you know, I thought we got the foul up three at the right time, you know, around five and a half seconds, because crazy things can happen. And, you know, he didn't, in my opinion, he didn't miss that second one on purpose. And the ball squirts favorably towards our basket. And then they got to track it down and then dribble. And then he makes that play when they have enough time. And our guys do a good job of really going out to the three-point line and trying to stop that, because a three-pointer is going to beat you.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a vulnerable type of play, but it looked like it was going in our direction. And he just made a tough shot there at the end. But I'm proud of our guys, man. We've had a great year. It stinks. You know, we were a second away from going to the Final Four, but we also were a second away from, you know, not getting to this point against Tennessee. So a lot of times, you know, you feel a certain way and, you know, you think, you know, you just did unbelievably well against somebody, but it was just a fraction of a second that helped us beat Tennessee, and that game could have gone either way, and this game could have went either way. So, you know, proud of our guys for their fight and hanging in there and playing hard. Rebound the basketball, and but it was just a hard-fought game, you know, but that was the one area that, you know, we were struggling with the most.
Any way to put into words what the seniors Ryan Klein and Grady Eifert meant to this program? Got you another Big Ten championship this year and took you to the first Elite Eight since 2000.
They were great. You know, both of them, I told them in the locker room, you know, if you can be a good model for other guys, it's how you do things, how you carry yourself. And those guys were professional and worked hard every single day. And they set the bar high for Purdue basketball. I'm proud of both of them.
That's Coach Matt Painter, and before him, Carson Edwards, after Purdue's loss to Virginia. What a great run. I know that a lot of Boilermaker fans are really proud of this team and probably already ready for more basketball next year. Hey, don't forget, coming up in just a bit, Todd Licklider will join us. He's our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. He's going to talk more about that game, talk more about Matt Painter, and look ahead to the Final Four matchups. Also, Notre Dame basketball fans, your women's basketball team is in the Final Four. They play UConn Friday night. Oregon and Baylor also in that women's Final Four. Pacer fans are home Friday against the Celtics. This is a playoff preview and also a lot on the line probably because who's going to get the fourth seed? Who's going to get the fifth seed? The Celtics and the Pacers are fighting for that all the way to the end of the season. And then they will close the home portion of the regular season on Sunday, April 7th. So just a couple more chances to catch the Pacers at home this year before the playoffs. Hey, a couple of things that we're promoting here that we want you to get involved in. This is called the 15th Annual Family and Pet Walk, the Walking for Dreams Indianapolis. It's happening on Sunday, May 19th. And if you want to get involved, go out there and walk with the Catholic Radio team, what you need to do is go to walkingfordreams.org and then click on the team section and say you're going to be walking with Catholic Radio. And when you get out there, that'll help promote Catholic Radio, also some fundraising for Catholic Radio. That event, Walking for Dreams Indianapolis, it's the 15th annual. You can take your dog. I'm not sure you can take a cat. Would a cat go?
I don't know.
You can carry your cat, probably. I don't know. Maybe cause a lot of trouble. I better be safe there. But the 15th annual Family and Pet Walk on Sunday, May 19th, go to walkingfordreams.org and click on teams, and then go to Catholic Radio's team. And don't forget, our annual golf outing is also coming up May 21st at Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. That is always a great event. And May 21st is the date, but we need you to go on the website, catholicradioindy.org, and sign up, get your team, and then also, or you can call us at 317-870-8400. What year is this? The 10th annual?
I believe 8th annual.
Eighth annual, May 21st, the Ironwood Golf Club will host the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing. And something cool this year, I've played a lot of golf, played golf for 40 years, and they have what they're calling a cannon, a golf ball cannon, set up on one of the holes where the people playing in the tournament can actually load their golf ball and shoot it out of a cannon, and it'll go some 300-plus yards.
Absolutely.
And you can use that. Not every hole, though, Jim, right?
Just one hole.
Just so on one hole. That's something alone that you can say, hey, I did it. I shot the cannon. I shot my ball out there 300-and-some yards.
And if you can picture what this looks like, it really looks more like a bazooka than a cannon because you hold it up to your arm and aim it just as you would like a bazooka or something.
Huh. So you can shoot the ball out and go over 300 yards, and then you play it, of course, from there. You can't take the bazooka with you the rest of the round, just on that one hole. So get signed up May 21st. It's always a great event. There's a mass that starts, I believe, at 11 a.m., and then they'll tee off shortly after that. There's lunch. There's dinner. It's going to be a great day, May 21st at Ironwood, the annual Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing. Give us a call, 317-870-8400, and get signed up today. Okay, we're just getting started here on Catholic Sports Weekly. Todd Licklider joins us next as we zoom in and get his prediction, maybe. He doesn't like to predict too much, but maybe we can get him. Who's going to win the Final Four? Who's going to win the national championship when Catholic Sports Weekly continues?
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They're looking for workers. They need people to get up on the roof and go to work. AAARoofingCompany.com is a great place to go to find a job. And also the Elam Group, ELAMUSA.com. Well, we talked a little bit about the Final Four. We heard from Purdue coach Matt Painter and also Carson Edwards last segment. But now it's my pleasure to welcome our Catholic Sports Weekly basketball analyst, Todd Licklider, assistant coach at Evansville, and just kind of a basketball guru. Remember Bill Polian? Coach used to say guru. He used to say he's a football guru is how he used to say that. but welcome, Todd. Good to have you on the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Will. But tough act to follow, Coach Painter and Carson Edwards. What a year they had.
Oh, wasn't that fun? That was fun, and oh, so close. And we talked. They talked about the play there at the end, how you know the ball was missed, the free throw was missed, it was tipped out, and just a crazy flurry of events for Virginia to get that shot to tie the game at the end of regulation. That's a heartbreaker that would never happen again. The same thing would not happen again probably ever in the history of the game, will it?
Well, and I agree with you. I remember a personal account is we went up one at Marion with just, I think, under a second to go or, you know, less than that at Huntington, and the guy makes a 75-foot shot. Mm. It just doesn't. But that that's part of what the game is about, to be honest with you, because anything can happen. You never quit. And you have to make plays. You know, it has to be the right guy catching it. You have to stay with it. So I guess that's why we watch it. It is heartbreaking, though, for the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
As you remember the old commercial. But it doesn't take anything away from what Purdue did. And I'll tell you, well, I was at the Louisville, Virginia game a year ago.
Okay.
When Louisville was up 4 with less than 2 seconds, I think, maybe 3 seconds to go, and ended up losing it. And it was a turn of events you just can't even imagine. I thought I would never see anything like that again. Mm-hmm. But like I say, one of the things we always talked about at Butler was play through the whistle, play till the end, don't ever stop, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And you got to give Virginia a lot of credit for doing that.
Yeah. And you, what a teaching moment, I mean, for the kids that will be back at Purdue next year. We can all only hope that Carson Edwards will come back for his senior year. Not sure he's going to, but who knows at this point. But
right.
When you go in that locker room after just a devastating loss, yours was at Marion was even crazier because it was over right that second. Purdue at least went into an overtime after their crazy play. What do you say to the kids? How do you console them?
Well, I don't know if you really can. The only thing you can do is say, hey, we were beat on a play on, you know, it wasn't just that play.
No.
Through the course of the game, we probably had other things that happened that we could have taken care of. That's why every possession is so important and why you play possession basketball. But it doesn't take anything away from our effort, where we were at, what you did. You know, the final score hurts, but let's be proud of what we've accomplished and the way we play the game. And I think Purdue just plays the game so well. They complement one another. Matt's a terrific leader and coach, and they should be, and I know they are, you know, the whole community is really proud of the year they had and the program that they've got established. And I saw Coach Katie in the stands. What a great guy he is.
Yeah.
And just what a, you know, foundation he laid to. And I don't know what the years are now, but think of how many years Purdue's had two coaches, Coach Katie and Coach Painter.
Yeah.
And what a terrific tradition they have.
And Coach Painter has had turbulent times. You know, the haters out there. Heck, there's even some now that say, "Wow, we didn't get to the Final Four. We should look for a new coach." And I hate that. And I know you hate that when fans go kind of overboard about. They don't understand how hard it is to get to the Final Four, and Purdue will get there. I think, you know, the last time it was 1980. Yeah, that's a lifetime, two lifetimes ago for some people. But what a testament, I think, to the Purdue organization that they did stick with. They didn't listen to the haters. They didn't listen to the noise, and they've stuck with Matt Painter, and that's what they should do, right?
Well, did you see Wofford play? At all, Mike Young is.
I did not. I did not see them at all.
Really, really good team. They had a terrific year. And somebody was telling me, I didn't see this, but it took him 5 or 6 years to get going there, and they stayed with him. I don't think that's typical nowadays. You know, we're, as we all talk about, what have you done today and all. But I don't think you could argue against at all rationally against Matt Painter and what he's done. I mean, he's earned every bit of time and opportunity there at Purdue, and you just couldn't find a. I don't think you could find a better fit than him at Purdue. The other thing I think we fail to look at is every day when you look at the results in the paper, they're equal. There's as many on the left side as the right side.
Yeah.
There is always a winner and a loser.
Yeah.
And so few things in life are that way. But, you know, you're tested every day. You get or every contest, you get a feedback. And the guys that you're going against, they're doing a good job, too, now.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett is a tremendous coach with
a
great program. Virginia's an excellent institute. So it's not like, hey, this is not challenging. It is challenging. That's what the beauty of it is. And if you get caught up only in the results, I think you're missing a great opportunity, a great game. Results are important.
Yeah.
No question about it. And Matt and his team, you know, their results speak for themselves. But you have to see what's going on within the program and how are they representing the university. And are they, you know, are they organized? And do they play hard and compete? And, you know, what kind of pride do they display? And all those things. You need to see all that. And I always thought at Butler that we were fortunate and we had a, you know, we had a fan base that was very in tune to who we were and our identity. And it made it, we're all disappointed, and there was negative at times. But, you know, we're all disappointed in if we weren't successful on the court.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we kind of got it. And I've always appreciated that.
Yeah. Talking with Todd Licklider, assistant coach at the University of Evansville and our basketball analyst here at Catholic Sports Weekly. And so it's Virginia Auburn first. They'll play at 6:09 on Saturday night, and then Texas Tech against Michigan State at 8:49. Those are the approximate start times. What do you think? I guess Tom Izzo's experience puts him, as far as the coaching corners, kind of maybe ahead of the other three. But what do you think about these matchups?
It's interesting, I tell you. And it's a given night. I've talked about this before, I think, on here, is, you know, with the NBA, you got the best of seven series. So a lot of times, you know, okay, a team can win a game or two, but the most talented team usually wins out. Whereas in the NCAA, you don't have to be better than them every night. You just have to be better than them that particular night.
Yeah.
And so to get to the Final Four, sometimes you'll have upsets, which we have. I think is Virginia the only number one seed?
Yep, they're the only number one. Auburn's a five seed, so they're in it. Texas Tech's a three seed. Yeah.
So now there can be upsets in this. Auburn plays a unique style. Bruce Pearl has won a national championship at the Division II level. If they shoot it like they did in a couple of these previous games, they're going to be a really hard out, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech, we talked about how well they defend and how tough they are. Well, Michigan State is known for that. They're really tough. And then Virginia, I just love how together they are. They really function as a unit. Tony comes from, I don't know if everybody knows, probably knows Dick Bennett, what a great coach he was, a Final Four at Wisconsin. Who's his father.
And his sister was a great women's basketball coach. She was at IU.
Terrific,
Kathy, so, I think.
Wonderful family.
Yeah.
And we actually adopted a lot of his defensive principles at Butler, and through my career, I just believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think there's some good storylines. Should be some really good basketball. It's been good basketball getting here. To this point, I was surprised at how few of upsets there were early on, though.
Yeah.
And like the Sweet 16 was, you know, mostly the better seed. So that's unusual. You usually get somebody in the Sweet 16 that wasn't expected. And that's part of what I was saying. The first round of the NCAA tournament, to me, the first weekend is the exciting weekend, really, because you have the possibility for those upsets.
Yeah. Yeah, and what a neat story with Virginia. They lost as a number one seed last year to the 16th seed. Only time it's ever happened in the history of the tournament, and then now they're back in the Final Four. So it was good to see Tony. I'm showing my age. I covered him when he played for the Charlotte Hornets. I was a young media member, and he was a guard for the Charlotte Hornets. He didn't have a very long NBA career because I think he was destined to be a coach, but he was a neat guy, just a good person. Okay, so you never like to make predictions, but who's going to win? Come on, Coach, tell me, who's going to win this championship?
You know what? I don't like to make predictions because any one of them is capable. I suppose if I just pick somebody, I just think Auburn's on a roll now. So
that's a good pick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, they'll probably be beat the first night, so that's the way it works.
Well, real quick, how's things at Evansville? Anything going on for you guys?
I love it. Great play. We talked about this. Miss my grandchildren. Yeah. They're back in Indy, but I'm thankful to be here. Walter McCarty's a terrific guy, and we had a tough year, but you kind of expect that in the mm-hmm. first year. We had inexperience, and we're learning a new system, developing a new program. We have four sitting out, four transfers that practice with us and ought to be ready to go next year, plus the experience we gained. So we think we're going to make some strides.
All right.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know I'm rooting for you all the time, Coach.
I sure appreciate it, Will.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate being on.
All right. Thank you for being on. Appreciate all you do. And go Evansville. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks again, Will.
That's Coach Todd Lickletter. We're going to wrap up this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio Indy is listener-supported. If you are one of our regular donors, thank you very much.
When you're tired of doing life alone, come back here. We enjoy the company. We hope you do too. Better. Together. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. Again, go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and get signed up for the annual golf outing to support Catholic Radio Indy. The outing is May 21st at Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers, CatholicRadioIndy.org or 317-870-8400, and you'll get a shoot the golf ball cannon. What's that all about? Well, just keep listening. You'll hear more and more. Now let's welcome Bob Dunlap, Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville, and a guy that's been doing Exodus 90 now for about 4 years. But we do our Exodus 90 update about this time on this show every week. When we're taping this, Bob, it's day 72. We're into week 11. We're in the home stretch, aren't we?
We are. We are. The excitement is about to begin.
Yeah.
Holy Week is coming up fast.
Yeah, I mean, right now I think we're kind of so wrapped up in what we're doing with Exodus 90, but it's also Lent, and Holy Week is right upon us. Does that change what we do for Exodus 90, or does it increase what we're trying to do, or what should we do, and everybody listening that's maybe involved with Exodus 90?
Well, the Holy Week is definitely the crux of the end of our road here and so forth, and we look forward to all the great things that week between Holy Thursday, and Good Friday, and, of course, Easter. And to me, it kind of heightens and it brings clarity to our long mission that we've gone through over this 90-day period. And the day after Easter morning, when all this is done and we've gone through the 9 days and we've gone to the peak of the mountain, if you will, the sense of accomplishment that everyone will have will be magnified more than they can believe. And the ability to share that experience. I know last year I sat down and sent a long text message to both of my boys and talked to them about the importance of what I just went through, the journey that I just finished, and how whole that I felt, how in touch I felt with my spirit, spirituality, and with God. And then, of course, going through this with my brothers, it was just an amazing experience, and I long for that day again. As we go through the course of the year, we kind of lose some of that luster and so forth. And going back through this Exodus journey again, I'm anxious to feel that fulfillment again.
Yeah. I know one thing this week in the weekly bearings, it says, hey, have your third, what do they call it, not a deep or a personal confession. Why is that an important part of this part of Exodus 90 to go back to confession?
You want a clean conscience. You know, if there's something that you're still struggling with or something that you've created a sin against and it's, you know, sitting there and it's bothering you, it's affecting your, maybe your prayer life, maybe it's affecting your family life, or maybe you feel like, hey, I'm not being honest with really who I am, you need to get that resolved. A resolution, you know, for any of your sins will just help deepen your spiritual journey.
I know this last week I was able to go to St. Francis up in Muncie, and Father Brian Doerr is the pastor there, and he's the guy that basically created Exodus 90, and it was neat to talk to him, but that Mass, they do it almost completely in darkness. It's the student Mass at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights at St. Francis during the school year at Ball State, and it's basically lit by just candles the entire Mass. And I think that's kind of neat to maybe go experience different things in your faith that you don't do every week. You think that's an important part of Exodus as well?
Absolutely. Just like adoration is another great way to get connected. I know most of the churches, I know Our Lady of Grace offers that on Wednesdays, and I'm signed up to do that this week, and just spend that holy hour, you know, at the church. It's a great way to reconnect with God for the week or for the day, and I would highly encourage everybody to do it, who's, whether you're doing Exodus or not.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who have been, we're talking with Bob Dunlap, he's doing Exodus 90 at Our Lady of Grace. We've only got a little over a minute left here, but, you know, a lot of asceticisms, we give up alcohol, we give up candy, we give up between meals snacking, we give up lots of things. We take cold showers. What are you looking for forward to most at day 91? What do you want to do when this is all over?
Oh, as far as the asceticisms?
Yeah.
Probably the warm shower, the hot shower, I should say, not warm, but the hot shower. I've gone through Lent many different times and have given up sweets and alcohol and that type of thing, so I'm used to giving that up for extended periods of time. And like anybody else, yeah, you miss it, but it's not like, okay, I feel like I got to run out and have that right away. Mm-hmm. To me, I definitely enjoy the warm shower, the cold showers in the morning with the cold days that we've had, you know, this time of the year. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. Well, thank you, Bob, and keep it up, and we'll see you soon, real soon.
All right. Thanks, Will.
That'll do it for this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. We appreciate you listening, and don't forget, go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and get signed up for the golf outing right now. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.